remarks of the president at Trenton, New Jersey, 21 October 1952.
This cordial welcome. I don't know whether you know it or not, but I'm not running for office this year. But I'm working just as hard as I can for the Democratic ticket. I want to show my appreciation for what they've done for me. I've had every honor a man can have at the hands of the Democratic Party, and I'm not like a lot of fellas. I don't get high hat and join another party after I've got all I can out of the one that's been good for me. So. Another thing, I believe in the principles of the Democratic Party. I think the Democratic Party is the party of the people, and I'm one of the people, as I'm going to show you after the 20th of January. I believe also that this, if it's not the most important election since the Civil War, there are many things at stake. The reason I'm going up and down the country trying to get the facts before the people is because I want them to think. And if you'll think, you can't do but one thing, and that's to send Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman to Washington on the 4th of November. What to do is to listen to Governor Stevenson's speeches. He's really talking sense to the American people, as he said he would. The Republicans say he's talking over your heads, but that just goes to show how little respect they have for the intelligence of the American people. John Sparkman has spent his whole life in public service, working for the interests of the ordinary men and women. Stevenson and Sparkman are going to be a team in Washington that will be a credit to the country. But they're going to need help from the best kind of Congress you can send them. I know you people here in Trenton are going to give them that help by electing Archie Alexander to the Senate and sending Charlie Howell back to the House of Representatives for another term. I've had a great deal of experience in Washington. I spent 10 years in the Senate. I've been almost 8 years in the White House when the 20th of January rolls around, and I've had all sorts of experience with Congresses of different kinds. And I want to say to you, it's not very pleasant for a president to have a program put over and then to be balked and frustrated by a Congress that doesn't believe in what he's trying to do. That's the reason I want you to send these good men from New Jersey to the Congress to support the new president when he comes in. Back in the spring, before the national conventions, I remember there was quite a stir around here when your governor announced that he was for the general and against Senator Taft. A lot of the Taft people hollered pretty loud about that. They said they were double-crossed. But since then, things have been happening so thick and fast in the Republican camp that it's getting harder and harder to tell who's double-crossed whom. Did Governor Driscoll double-cross Senator Taft when he helped get the general nominated in Chicago? Or did the general double-cross Governor Driscoll when he finally swallowed all Taft's ideas for breakfast up in New York a few weeks ago? Anyway, it begins to look like all that fuss among the Republicans here in New Jersey was all about nothing. That's the way it always is with the Republicans. Whoever they put up a front to try and distract the people's attention, they remain the same old party with the same old ideas. The general has been up here in New Jersey with the governor, and in New York with Governor Dewey, and he's been talking like a liberal Republican. He's recently been very concerned about Social Security and civil rights and fair immigration laws. But when he was out in Ohio and Indiana, he was talking like a reactionary isolationist Republican. And in the South, he talked just exactly like a Dixiecrat. I've often wondered if he and Jim Burns discussed civil rights when he had lunch with him down there in South Carolina. I'll make you a bet they didn't discuss it. A lot? A lot of Republicans are trying to excuse the general by saying all this is just campaign talk to get him elected. They wait till he gets to the White House, and then you will see the real Eisenhower. I don't think the American people want to wait till January the 20th to find out what their next president's really like. I don't think you're willing to sign that kind of a blank check. I think you want to know, and I think you have a right to know now in advance, just where he stands on the issue. You don't have any difficulty finding out where Governor Stevenson stands. He's been telling you in some of the finest campaign speeches I've ever heard. He stands squarely for the policies that have made our country strong and prosperous over the last 20 years, and he's going to keep it that way. Now, the only reason I'm going up and down the country, as I told you in the first place, is to show my gratitude to the Democratic Party for what they've done for me. But the principal reason is that I want to put the facts before the people and let them do a little thinking for themselves. I don't think Governor Stevenson's talking over your heads. I think he's telling you just exactly what you ought to hear about what the issues are in this campaign. You can't find out what the issues are when you listen to the Republicans talk, because they're on all sides of every question. They have 48 different things that they tell the 48 different states, and then they hope that they can fool enough of you and not putting these things together so they can be elected, and then what'll happen to you? My advice to you is to use your own head. Think this thing through. Find out what's best for the country, what's best for the world, and what's best for yourself. If you'll do that, I have every confidence that Abner Stevens will be the next president for the next 4 years. We'll have good government, and the world will be safe. Thank you very much.